Shvius, Perek Ches, Mishneh Dalet. We've mentioned before that if you sell the Peros of Shvius, even if you do it in a permissible fashion, the monies take on the Kedusha of Peros Shvius. They take on that sanctity. So our Mishneh will deal with the question of what constitutes an exchange for the fruits of Shvius and what is simply a hired wage, as we will see. Ha'omer l'poel, somebody who says to a worker, Heilach iser zeh, take this iser, this coin, v'laket li yerek hayom, and collect for me, harvest for me, yerek, vegetables today. So then scharo muter, the money that he gave him, this iser that he gave him as his wages, is just simply that, it's wages. It's not considered to be demei peros shvius, it's not considered to be something that was exchanged for the value of produce of shvius, but rather it's simply a payment for your work. It's the labor cost, and therefore the schar that he receives doesn't have any kedushas shvius, it doesn't have the sanctity of shvius. However, if he says laket libo yorakayom, you should pick you with this money that I'm giving you yorakayom scharo aser. Then his wages become forbidden. That is to say that they have kedusha shvius to them, because then he is considered not to be hiring him for his labor, but rather he is purchasing from him the yorak that he picks. Now lakach min hanachtom kikur bepunyon. If you purchase from a baker a loaf of bread, bepunyon, for the price of a punyon, a coin, and you say to him as follows, in terms of payment, you say, Kishe elkot yarko sada avilach, when I pick the plants, the vegetables of this sada, I will bring them to you. They're hefker, so I'm just basically doing you making it easier for you. I'm doing the labor of picking it, and though it's Shemitah, it's mutter. It's permissible to do that, because we don't look at these vegetables as payment, but we look at it as if these two individuals are giving each other free gifts that are not necessarily tied to each other. I say, you give me a kicker that's the value of a punyon. And I say, I'm going to do you a favor as well, that when I pick the yarakos from this field, I'm going to give that to you. That's permissible. However, if lakach mimenu stam, let's say he just purchased it from him, and now he owes him money for that, lo yishalim lo midimei shvius, he cannot pay what he owes him from the monies of shvius, she'ein parin chov midimei shvius, you can't pay off your debts utilizing the Demei Shvius. That's considered to be schora. That's considered to be doing business with Peros Shvius, and that's forbidden. In the case that we said was permissible here, where he purchased from the Nachtom a kikur bepunyon, I should clarify that he isn't saying to him that I'm purchasing it for the payment of a punyon, but rather that is an indication of the size of the kikur, the size of the loaf.